This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, Aero Fasteners, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to episode 2203 of the Money Pit. You can listen when you want, when you follow the show at MoneyPit.com/podcast. Hey, it's a beautiful day here in my part of the country. I'm in New Jersey, and it's one of those weekends where there's already a line, I'm sure, at the home center and the garden centers, and people are getting out there and they're planting and they're enjoying and they're planning. And if you're planning a project this weekend and maybe you need some help, you don't know what products to buy, you don't know how to get started or whether you can do it yourself, or, you know, whether it's a big problem or a little problem. Sometimes, you know, we get calls from folks that see a roof leak and think the whole roof's got to go, and maybe a contractor told them that, but it turns out it's a, you know, maybe a $10 fix. Any kind of projects like that that are on your to-do list, we can put them onto our to-do list by answering those questions. I get you a good solution, take that stress away, but you got to help yourself first. Now, the way you do that is you reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask, A-S-K, moneypit.com/ask, download the Money Podcast, and post your question right there. You actually record it into the app, comes right to the studio, and you'll be among the first to get an answer. Or you could call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with that question. Got a great show planned for you. Starting off, are you green with envy over your neighbor's lush lawn? Well, that green lawn didn't happen by magic. We're going to share tips to help you get started on a healthy green lawn. We're going to talk about what you need to do to prep that soil so it comes in fast and strong and stays that way all summer long.
And coming up, Lowe's just released a new study called the State of the Pro Report, which highlights the most popular projects for the year. We're going to share projects that are in top demand and suggest tips for working with the pros for getting them done.
And spring cleaning isn't just for indoor rooms. Now is also the time to spruce up a favorite outdoor room, your deck. We're going to have a spring cleaning deck recipe that will get that deck sparkling clean in just a bit.
And we want to hear about your spring projects. Plus, we've got a great tool to give away today to one listener drawn at random. It's the GT30Li cordless glue gun made by Arrow Fastener.
Now, that's available at Lowe's, but we've got one here to give away to one listener drawn at random. So make that you reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Rob in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Calling to get your guys' opinions on the, I'm having my deck partially repaired, and it's got some cedar trim and cedar boards that have gone bad. So they're going to be replaced. So they're going to look newer compared to the rest of the deck. I was looking into getting one of the epoxy composite type deck coating systems. Rust-Oleum Restore is one brand. Behr makes one too. I'm just curious what you guys think about these products, and are they worth it?
How many decking boards are deteriorated, Rob?
Well, it's a majority of the steps. It's a cedar deck with a green treated wood, underneath baseboard support. The cedar is just dying out. I mean, it's about 7 years old. The railings are going bad too, so they're looking at replacing a lot of the boards on the steps of the railing, but the up to the main platform and the main boards are doing fine. So it's mainly the steps up.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily consider, you know, completely sealing in all of that cedar with a product like that. Here's what I would do. First of all, the deck boards that are cracked or checked or deteriorated, one thing to try is to flip them over, because the underside of those deck boards is usually as good as the day it went down, even though it's cracked on top. The side that was not exposed to the sun is usually in pretty good condition. So you try to do that as much as you can. For ones that are really bad, just have to be replaced. Just replace those with new cedar decking boards. And yes, it's not going to match. And then once all the repair has been done, then you want to use a deck washing product like the one that makes that Flood Wood Care makes. You run a deck wash across everything. And then you want to hit it with at least two coats of solid stain. So not paint, but solid stain. Not semi-transparent, not transparent, but solid color stain. And a good quality solid color stain, that's going to look all the same. It's going to maintain its wood quality. So you'll see the grain through the stain. And it'll look perfect. So I don't think you need to go with some sort of really thick, super thick coating right now. I think you just need to do some basic repairs.
Okay. What stains would you recommend then?
Good quality stain. So, yeah, Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams, a good quality stain like that.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sandy in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes. I was calling to ask about building a garage. My husband and I just bought a home. It's a two-story colonial, but there's no garage. And we're trying to decide detached, attached, with or without a breezeway. We know we want it to be oversized, but we're trying to decide which would be the most efficient and convenient choice to go with.
So it's as much an architectural question as it is a structural question, because you're trying to figure out what's going to fit best with the property. So that involves looking at the house itself in terms of its design, and also looking at the neighborhood to determine, you know, what's going to fit in well, because it's okay to have the nicest house on the block, but it's not okay if it's that much nicer that the rest of the neighborhood pulls it down in value. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think the rest of the homes are very, very similar, except they have garages.
Okay. Well, then that's a good model for you to follow.
Okay.
Now, if you have the breezeway, then obviously you're going to have more functional space. So I'm not quite sure what we can do to help you with this question, because it's really a design that you have to kind of agree on with your husband, and then set apart building it. When it does get built, it obviously has to be built by a pro in accordance with all of the local regulations, which are going to probably require that you have a set of architectural plans.
Okay.
So you might just want to start with that, because in architects can help you look at the options very easily with the computer programming they use today, and give you a chance to look at it from several different angles, both outside and inside, in terms of available storage space and in different configurations.
Okay. Also, we need to replace the roof on the home. So I was thinking, you know, making it an attached or with a breezeway kind of makes it a little bit more efficient as we replace the roof on the home. We'd be putting the roof on the garage as well.
Okay. Well, it would make sense for you to do the entire roof and have that folded into the same project. And then you could, in fact, fold it into the same financing too, if you're financing the project. So yeah, I'm all for planning those projects to be done together, because when the roofing team is on site, that will be the most cost effective way to get it all done.
Okay.
And have it match.
Okay.
You know, we did our roof in the last year, and we did everything but the garage, and the garage really didn't need it. But seeing that brand new, beautiful roof on the house, I just decided that I would ignore the fact that I had a few years of life left in my garage roof, and we did that as well, which is why we always say that the three most expensive words in home improvement are might as well.
Right.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business, because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, MONEYPIT.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whatever it is for this summer season. If you're getting ready for wonderful outdoor hangouts, or perhaps you're working on an indoor project, we're here to lend a hand. Give us a call because we're going to help you out, but we're also going to give you one of my favorite tools, an amazing glue gun from Arrow Fastener. We've got the GT30Li cordless glue gun. It's available at Lowe's, and this is going to go out to one lucky listener. Now, this is Arrow's first fully cordless glue gun. It's going to heat up super quick, like in a minute, and then run for 30 minutes so you can tackle a ton of projects in that time. And it's going to shut down after 10 minutes, so you're not going to waste that battery life if you walk away for a moment. It's valued at $29.98. You can find it at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, but it's going out to one lucky listener.
Make that you. Call us now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your question to moneypit.com/ask.
Steven in Texas needs some help with a cabinet project. What can we do for you?
Yeah, so my wife has challenges with chemicals like formaldehydes and glues and paints that they put in kitchen cabinets, the new ones. And I was wondering if you had any idea like what a person could use that you could get away from them type of chemicals in cabinets.
So you're looking for a cabinet manufacturer that is sort of formaldehyde-free and VOC-free, is that correct?
Yeah, that'd be right, yes.
Steve, that's an interesting question, because when it comes to kitchen cabinets, so many of the products that go into kitchen cabinets have the potential to have VOCs or volatile organic compounds in them, because you could start with the boards that are used to build the cabinets. If they're a press board or a composite board of some sort, that may have formaldehyde in it, for example. Then you have the finishes and on and on and on. I think what you want to do is you want to look for kitchen cabinetry that is built to meet the new CARB 2 standard, that C-A-R-B 2 standard. That stands for the California Air Resources Board. And that's a standard that measures the level of those types of toxins in cabinetry. And so if you search for kitchen cabinets that meet that standard, I think that's a good place to start.
Would you have any idea, like maybe some metal cabinets, you know, like that would look nice in a kitchen, like, would you have any ideas on something like that?
Well, you'd still have finishes on metal cabinets that would have some of the same issues.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen metal cabinets in a kitchen in forever. The Gladiator folks at Whirlpool are doing a really good job these days with metal cabinetry for laundry rooms and utility areas and spaces like that. But I don't know if that cabinet line is going to extend to the point where you'd have enough flexibility to do it in a kitchen.
Well, I can share with you a vendor of a, you know, no formaldehyde added cabinetry. They're actually beautiful handmade wooden cabinets. I'm not sure of their price point, but I am familiar with the fact that they are not adding any chemicals to it, and they are very responsible in how they utilize the wood and the products that they use to make their cabinets. It's a company out of Portland, and their name is Neil Kelly, and it's N-E-I-L-K-E-L-L-Y. And then there was a metal cabinet manufacturer that I was familiar with a while ago. It's Philip Metal, and it's F-I-L-L-I-P. It's sort of this, you know, new revival of some interesting repurposed materials, and, you know, you might want to check them out as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the information. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, are you green with envy over your neighbor's lush lawn? Well, that lawn didn't happen by magic.
That's right. It actually takes a lot of work to create and maintain a beautiful lawn, and one of the necessary steps is fertilizing. In fact, over the course of a season, there are really three things we need to add to a lawn to make it thick and green. Grass seed, fertilizer, and depending on the acidity of the soil, lime.
Yeah, now all lawn fertilizers contain three main nutrients listed in this order on the packages. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, or NPK for short. Now, NPK indicates the percentage by weight of each of these three nutrients. For example, if the fertilizer is labeled 10-10-10, that means the bag contains an NPK ratio of 10% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus, and 10% potassium.
Now, if you're wondering what these three very specific ingredients do for your lawn, the nitrogen promotes rapid growth and a lush green color. A phosphorus helps develop a healthy root system, and the potassium, well, that boosts the overall health of your grass. So to figure out what kind of fertilizer your lawn needs, it's important to test the soil and then choose your fertilizer accordingly.
Now, to apply the fertilizer, you want to walk behind a drop spreader. This helps apply the fertilizer evenly across your lawn, and then be sure to water thoroughly. And I promise that green lawn is not too far behind.
Marilyn in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hello. I have moved into an old home that has unfinished and some finished wooden floors that were carpeted. Unfortunately, in taking that carpet up, former pets that were here have left their mark all over the floors.
Oh, no.
There are stains, and there is a dreadful, dreadful odor throughout the house. The dogs that I have brought in have continued that process and now have to live outside. My question is, what do I do, what can I do to get the odor out of these wooden floors?
What I would do, Marilyn, is I would sand the floors. This is the one time where I think it makes a lot of sense to do a thorough sanding of these floors.
Yeah, you got to completely refinish.
Yeah, especially if you're saying that some of the floors are unfinished to begin with. So I would sand all the floors to take off some material, vacuum up that sawdust, and then I would add three coats of polyurethane. Now, I'm sorry, let me back up. Before you polyurethane, if they're still stained, then I would add some wood stain to the floor to darken the color a little bit and hide any of those remaining marks. Because if you try to go totally natural, the stains will obviously show up. But if you add, you know, it's like a slight tinting to tinted stain, like say one of the colors that I use a lot is called Early American, which is like a very light brown color. You know, that looks really nice and does hide some of those stains that could be in the wood, and then add the three coats of urethane.
A big trend is like dark gray, almost even like an ebonized wood floor, like dark wood floors, even if it's a super dark chocolate or almost on the black gray scale, like really are impactful and beautiful, and that could hide a lot as well. Wow.
Yeah, and well, that's a good point. I mean, you don't have to go dark, is what I'm trying to say. You could just go just very fairly lightly, but from there, you know, I think you'll be good to go. I think once you put the urethane coating on it, you'll no longer have the odor issues.
Love your show. Thank you so much.
Heading out west to Hawaii, where Gary has an electrical question. Aloha, Gary. How can we help you?
Aloha. Thank you guys very much. I have a situation in my bathroom where I actually want to take an existing existing wall light, and I want to remove it, and then create a situation where I have a light on either side of the mirror. So I've got this one electrical feed coming out of the wall, and what I want to do is I want to kind of splice it so that I could take one wire off to the left and one wire off to the right of the mirror, and I'm trying to find out if there's a easy way to do that or if basically there's a kit that might help me do that, because I'm not a electrical genius here.
So because you're not an electrical genius, I don't want you to try this yourself, okay? But I will tell you that it's a fairly easy project that any electrician could do this for you. Since you have power going to the one fixture, it's very easy to split that off into two separate fixtures and use the same switch that the other fixture was on. So it's a really simple project, but I don't want you doing it yourself, because if you want to tackle a plumbing project, you can get wet. If you want to tackle an electrical project, you could get dead. So we don't want you to try that yourself, all right? You got to use common sense.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate the advice. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Lowe's is a company that is exceptionally well tuned in to the pro customers they serve. In their first ever State of the Pro report, Lowe's polled their pros to learn which projects are in demand for 2022 and to learn shifts in projects being completed by DIY versus pros and much more. All thanks to getting real intel from real home improvement pros and homeowners.
That's right. And the results provide a great roadmap for both pros and the consumers who are planning projects for the year. With us to talk about what they learned is Gerardo Soto, Director of Brand Marketing for Lowe's. Welcome, Gerardo.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Pleasure to be here with you.
So, Gerardo, this is the first time you've ever done this type of a study. It seems pretty complete. You really dug in to what's happening in the marketplace, which I think is at a very unique time, given that we're coming out of COVID, perhaps still facing some supply chain issues, rising gas prices, and so on. So what did you learn?
Well, there was plenty of learnings here, but I think when we look at the main learning from the State of the Pro Report is the fact that pros believe that they are still in a great position for 2022 when it comes to work, and that's important for us, as you can imagine. And so a lot of them are very optimistic about what's coming in 2022 and the projects that they're going to be serving for their consumers. And so that was the main takeaway, I would say, from here, aside from understanding, you know, more details of where they see that work going.
Now, your survey with the pros was saying that they're expecting an increase in five projects across 2022, with 66% being energy efficiency updates. Do you think this is sort of driven by the desire to find improved comfort or save money? You know, what do you think is driving that end?
It's very interesting when we look at energy efficiency, right? And the simple fact that people are staying in their homes longer now, and there's new work environment where everybody's now pretty much working from home, right? And it, I think it's something that's here to stay. You can understand how customers are looking to not just update their homes, but make them more efficient when it comes to energy, because it saves them money at the end of the day.
Now, you also noted that 62% say that updates for families will keep them busy. What does that include, Gerardo, when you say updates for families? What kinds of projects are we talking about in that category?
The majority of pros are seeing people wanting to entertain at home, being able to be more comfortable. And we're seeing younger generations also getting into older homes. And I think they want to make sure that their homes are well built to have a fantastic family environment inside. And so there are things that the same consumers are saying that they're looking to do, right? And that is the improvements around their bathrooms, their kitchens. As you know, kitchens have become central location as a family nucleus. And even and when you have people over as well, it becomes an important part of any reunion. And so those are part of the different projects that people are looking to make. And I think that's the trend that pros are obviously looking and seeing as one of the top priorities.
Gerardo, I notice here in your findings that you did also note a shift in those folks that are doing DIY projects, and you asked them whether or not the next time it comes around, would they still do the work themselves? And over half said no. So I don't know if it means they learned their lesson or they got in over their heads, but it's interesting that they're trying to sort of establish what their capabilities are and willing now and think it's smart, which of course it is, to turn some of these projects over to pros.
Yes, I think that's a great point that you noticed in the state of the pro. And yes, a lot of them are absolutely noticing that there could be hidden costs in themselves taking on some of these projects, right? And that's why you're seeing that over 50% of them saying they may not be doing it. And it could be that they simply overestimated their own ability to complete a project. Sometimes it's a matter of time, right? How long does this actually take you to get it done? And so they end up hiring a professional at the end of the day. And I think that's the key message here. There's definitely a DIY trend that will continue, but you can absolutely count on professionals to be called on a lot more to make sure that those jobs get done and they get done well. Because I can tell you, my wife has asked several times for me to take on certain jobs, and I'll avoid that risk at all costs. I'll just call a professional and get that done.
You're a wise man, both in terms of the work and keeping your wife happy, sir. I got to tell you, Gerardo, I was a professional home inspector for 20 years. Folks wonder, how do we get all this knowledge so we can answer all these questions on our program? Well, it's because we've been there. And one of the things that I think is really detracting from a home is when we see projects that were not done by professionals. You can tell when you see something that was not standard, maybe a bit amateurish. It really stands out and kind of makes you shake your head because they weren't doing themselves a favor by not bringing pros into a project where, you know, all the ceramic tile ends up being put up crooked or electrical panels completely miswired. Some of this stuff can be downright dangerous. So I think it's really important for folks to remember to work within their ability and not to exceed it. No matter how easy the YouTube video makes it look, you're going to probably run into some surprises you don't know how to handle.
You are 100% right. And, you know, this is the reason why Lowe's also offers installation services, because we understand how difficult it may be. And you may come into our store thinking that you're ready to do it, but the reality is that, you know, your ability may not be there simply because you're not trained for it, not because you couldn't actually do it eventually. But you know what? That's why there are professionals. And I think it's a great opportunity for all consumers to understand that, you know, sometimes what seems easy and relatively cheap to do yourself ends up not being so. And a professional can actually deliver the value that you're looking in the time that you're looking to do it. And so regardless if you use a company like ours to hire those professional services, or if you have your own professional that you know or have been provided to you by a friend, that's the right route. And I think pros now are seen better by customers. Customers understand that it takes skill to do that trade, and they're gaining a lot more respect for that perspective now that everybody's in a way or not having to look for that types of service.
I mean, that's all really great that you found this out. And I'm wondering, did you find that because people have been spending so much time at home the past 2 years that there were a lot of design or style driven projects happening because people just are tired of looking at what they've got?
You know, I think that is one of the factors that people are looking at newer houses and potentially not in a position to buy a new house. And so absolutely, right? Styles change and people want to update their homes to make them more comfortable so that they are proud of the home that they live in, right? And so when you look at their motivation, actually design and style is the number one. And so I think that's what we found out as well through that survey.
Very interesting. The survey was called State of the Pro. You can read it yourself at Lowe's.com/State of the Pro. Lowe's.com/stateofthepro. Gerardo Soto, Vice President of Brand Marketing for Lowe's. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Gerardo, and best of luck for continued success with Lowe's.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, if you want to get a project done, a great tool to help you do that is a glue gun, and we've got one to give away from Arrow today. It's the Arrow Fastener GT30Li Cordless Glue Gun. Cordless glue gun. It's available at Lowe's, and it's Arrow's first fully cordless glue gun, so it is super convenient. In fact, it heats up in just a minute, runs for up to 30 minutes. It's got an auto shutdown feature, and it's worth $29.98, available, again, at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. But we've got one to give away to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your question. We will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and perhaps send you that new cordless glue gun from Arrow.
All right, now we've got Hugo on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit, and how can we help?
I've got to put a new furnace in. I've had a Lennox for 30 years, and it's done good, but... You know, 30 years is pretty good for a furnace. And they want to put in a train. Is that any good, or is there a better one or what?
No, it's a very good product. Train, as in T-R-A-N-E. They are a very good HVAC manufacturer. They have lots of good products. You know, what you're going to find is that HVAC contractors get used to one or two brands. They like to work with them a lot. They've had good experience with them, which means they haven't gotten a lot of callbacks on them. So if you're comfortable with your contractor and they are recommending Train, I see no reason not to go with that.
They've been doing my furnace work for 15 years, and they've always been honest and upfront.
Well, I think you should stick with them then.
Okay.
That sounds like a good company. Well, is your wood deck looking a bit worn? You know, powdered laundry detergent can be used for more than just your laundry. If you mix it with hot water, it actually makes a pretty handy deck cleaner.
Yeah, so here's the recipe. You want to start with a 5-gallon bucket, mix 3 quarts of water, 1 quart of bleach, and a 1/2 cup of detergent. Now, guys, super important. You have to be sure that the detergent does not contain ammonia, because if you mix ammonia and bleach, it can form a very, very dangerous gas. So don't do it.
Now, you want to mix the solution in the bucket and then apply it to the deck using a stiff floor brush. Let it sit there for a few minutes. Don't let it dry on the surface. That would be the key. Keep it wet, but then rinse it off thoroughly. And be sure to cover nearby vegetation before using this method, because we don't want to splash this on the leaves of the plants. I don't think it will hurt so much the root structure, but I know if you hit some of the leaves on the bushes and plants, it could be damaging to them.
All right, now for extra cleaning power, it's okay to use a pressure washer for extra cleaning, but you have to be careful. If you use too much pressure, you can damage the soft wood surfaces. And if your pressure washer offers multiple settings, you want to use the selection for washing a car. That's usually pretty gentle, and it's not going to carve into the wood.
Now, when planning your deck cleaning project, try and work in cooler conditions. So, for example, early in the morning or later afternoon. Cleaning a hot deck is a lot more difficult because the mixture might dry before it actually has time to work. So, cool weather, a big bucket, and some laundry detergent, and you've got everything you need to scrub your deck super clean. Sherry has an interesting question, Leslie. She says, we made our painted concrete patio bigger using pavers. So I guess they had a concrete patio to put pavers on top of it. But it also had 4x4 posts that were removed. My contractor filled the 4x4 post holes with polymeric sand, and now that doesn't match. I want to know if I can paint the polymeric sand or if there's a better option. So a couple of things have gone wrong here. I mean, putting pavers on the concrete was good. Polymeric sand, for those that are not familiar with it, is a special sand designed to go in between pavers that will solidify.
Yeah, it's like a sandy grout that like kind of makes them stick together.
Right, exactly. And so the problem is you can't use that to fill in a whole 4x4 post, though. That was a big no-no on the part of the contractor. So a 4-inch square hole, probably, 2 inches thick, he used that sand. Well, he must have had a lot left in the bag. That's not what it's designed for. So what he should have done, and what I encourage you to do right now, is to scrape out all that sand, and then to cut a paver to fit the whole size of that hole. So, you know, if you had a standard brick size, you can either buy a square brick or cut a rectangular brick to fit in that hole, and then you could put polymeric sand around the joint. But you can't fill it up with sand. That is just not going to last.
All right, Fran wrote in to ask some advice about crown molding, and she says, I can't cut all those fancy corners myself. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, you can use foam crown molding. It is a great stuff. you basically put it in, you cut it with a normal handsaw. The corners are pre-cut, and you adhere it to the walls with a painter's caulk. So really simple, avoids all the hassles of having to cut those compound miters if you use wood crown. No nailing. It's just very lightweight, and it just goes in really quickly, and you can paint it, and it looks perfect when it's all done.
Yeah, I mean, you really cannot tell, and it looks really, really great, and you'll be so proud that you did it yourself.
Well, it's the time of year when we get to trade in our snow shovels for a rake and get to work on a garden. But if you're short on space, there are still ways to exercise your green thumb. Leslie has tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. We've been talking about vertical wall gardens for quite some time, but they are truly just now cropping up everywhere, from airport lounges, shopping malls, restaurants, nightclubs. I mean, you name it, I've seen them there, and they are so beautiful, even in office spaces. And let me tell you, they're not just for public spaces. A wall garden can actually soften a modern apartment as well, and you can use a trellis or grid or plant any kind of vine that you like, and that really achieves the same look. Now, another idea is a community garden. People are transforming unused pieces of land in their neighborhood into these gourmet gardens of fresh produce. It's a great way to get to know your neighbors because everybody takes a turn at tending the garden, and then everybody reaps the harvest. Now, another thing, a roof garden. They are gaining popularity everywhere. Not only are roof gardens a great way to create urban microclimates, they also create an oasis in the city. And finally, hanging potted plants are definitely back. You can hang these on a balcony or a porch, and you can hold things like strawberries or tomatoes or beautiful flowers. Totally up to you. For more ideas, just head to moneypit.com for an archive full of gardening ideas for your home and apartments.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and that includes outdoor kitchens. We're going to share recipes to help you build out your own outdoor kitchen on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.